Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see light and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the
welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Morag Barrett is our guest. Her website is SkyTeam, Sky with a Y-E, SkyTeam.com. Her book is called Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships. Morag, thanks again for being here. We're talking about conflict resolution, and you've kind of got me onto something here. I hadn't thought about this before. But you're making me think about this in a different way. So if I feel like I've got a situation where the other person is acting like there's a conflict, do I say, now let's make sure we understand that you and I don't have a conflict, but apparently we're not communicating properly with each other. Would that be
well, okay? Yeah, something along those lines.
Help me out. How should I refine this?
I'd probably go, Jim, I can see that this is important to you. What are you thinking or feeling right now? Versus trying to label it, because maybe I'm not labeling it as a conflict, and as soon as you say, well, we've got a conflict going on, I'm going, whoa, now that's got more serious than I was expecting.
If you have an employee who has made a mistake,
yep.
You're not going to fire them, you're not going to fuss at them, you're just pointing out the fact that this didn't rise to our standards, and we need to try to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Then how do you what if you see on their face that this is looking like it's a conflict for them? They feel like you're attacking them or something. They're in some kind of uncomfortable they're having an uncomfortable feeling here.
So the first step is you have to pause and reflect on, is there a chance that your style and approach, the words you've used, your body language, could have led that person to that conclusion?
Yeah.
And you can think that in your head. Then I would just be quiet for a moment and allow your feedback to sit. And then if you're on the receiving end, here's the key. When somebody delivers feedback, especially if it doesn't fit our own impression, self-impression of ourselves or our intent, it's very quick to come out of our corners fighting to defend ourselves and prove you wrong. And what I'd like us to do is actually adopt a habit where we also pause when we're given feedback and start with a thank you. Because whether it's right or wrong in your own mind is almost academic. It's the answer to a problem you may not have realized that you had.
Right.
And so by saying thank you, it allows you to acknowledge that you've heard the feedback, and then you can start asking a question and having a conversation about, well, tell me, is this the first time you've observed me doing this? Mm-hmm. What's the consequence if we continue?
This is really good advice for employees who are being corrected, adjusted, maybe even reprimanded by their managers. That's really good advice.
It's to be curious. Understand what is it that I'm doing that causes my boss to feel like I'm not meeting expectations. Because we all mess up on occasion.
Everybody.
And if we don't get the feedback, how can we hope to course correct and get back on track?
Can you imagine, you're not as old as I am, Maragi, by a long shot, but I'm just trying to imagine my bosses back in the old days worrying about my feelings when they were correcting me. It's pretty funny when I think about any one of them worrying about my feelings. I wonder about my tone of voice. I wonder if my tone of voice is making him feel uncomfortable.
Well, Jim, I got sent to the North Slope of Alaska to work with some supervisors that were using some good old Anglo-Saxon swear words in their feedback. And the whole point was, it's less about feelings, but it's how do we work respectfully together, especially for that organization where it literally is life or death. And if we are delivering feedback in a way where people switch off and don't listen, then that's when serious mistakes can happen.
Right.
So it's in all our interest to be able to talk in an even manner, in a way that our message can be heard and then acted upon.
And back to the thing you just said about life and death, but maybe it's not life and death, but maybe it is, has a damaging impact on the business if it's not life and death. If you're the manager, you want to hear the employee on the other side of this conversation. You want to hear that they understand that they're getting the thing that you're trying to tell them, and that they're accepting it. They're accepting the fact that they actually did what was being said, and that they're concerned that that it happened, and that you want to hear that they're not going to do it again, right? You want closure, don't you? You want resolution.
You do. And remember that very few employees turn up in the morning with the intent of making a mistake or doing things wrong, but it happens. So when we can deliver feedback in a way that is non-emotive, that just says, hey, Jim, here's what I observed, this is the impact of the behavior, and this is what I need from you going forward, then that's less likely to get into a conflict or a disagreement mm-hmm. in a way where we stop listening to each other.
Well,
and on the other side of the coin, when we get given feedback, pause, listen, and be curious. Ask questions to understand, and then you can decide if you want to do different.
Do you think the manager should have to say, John, I need to know that you understand what I'm saying? Should a manager have to say that?
I would hope it would be infrequent. If you're saying that regularly, then you're delivering your feedback wrong.
That's the concern I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I need your website again, Morag.
It's SkyTeam, SKYE, team.com.
Hey, Morag, you did a great job today.
Thank you very much,
Will you come back?
I will come back, of course.
Morag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back right away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.